我一直以为昨天晚上是最后一节。
I always thought last night was the last session.
感谢主耶稣，给我们还有机会一起来学习。
And thank God, and that we are able to have another opportunity to learn.
那昨天晚上我们一起学习到其中的一点是我们怎么样在神的面前，在人的面前，我们能够说出我其实并不懂。
So yesterday we have learned that in front of man and in front of God, how can we tell them that actually I don't know?
那个是我最近一直在学习的功课。
And that is the homework that I have learned recently.
所以就很想跟弟兄姐妹一起学习，一起分享。
So that's why I want to learn with all of you and to share with you.
因为看过更多的人，看过更多的家长、孩子之后，我发现有很多人生的事情，其实我们并不明白。
And after I've met a lot of parents, students, and also other people, I realized that there are so many things in this world that we don't understand and we don't know.
那越有机会，去到不同的地方、国家以及教会，也越看见有许多的事情我们并不明白。
And after I've been to different places, different countries, and different churches, and I realized there are more things that I don't understand.
那没有人教我们一定要明白所有的事。
No one has told us that we have to understand everything.
可是在知识爆炸的今天，科技发达的今天，我们似乎很多都可以知道它的答案是什么。
But in this world, which is full of knowledge and it's so accessible, we made it in a situation that we have to know everything.
所以我们来复习一下昨天晚上的经节。
So let's revise the verses that we have studied yesterday.
申命记二十九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
二十九节。
Chapter 29, verse 29.
申命记的二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
在这边，他教导了我们说，隐秘的事情是属于神的。
He had taught us that the secret things belong to the Lord.
明显的事情是属于我们跟我们的孩子的。
And the things revealed belong to us and to our children.
他把一条界限画出来。有事情是属于神的，有事情是属于我们的。
So it drew a boundary. It shows that there are things that belong to God and there are things that belong to us.
意思是说，有事情是我们不明白的。
It means that there are things that we don't understand.
可是我们的教育告诉我们，我们必须明白，必须了解，我们才能够做一点什么。
So, but our education told us that we have to understand certain things, then we can do.And perform.
我们如果在老师的面前，在老板的面前，在人的面前说，哦，我其实并不懂，那我们真的好像太不上进了。
And if we say we don't know in front of our teacher or in front of our boss, it may make us look not very aggressive.
所以呢，在二十九节，他告诉了我们，其实我们走在神的话语里面。
So in verse 29, it shows us that we're actually walking on the path of God.
我们真的有事情是不懂的。
For there are many things that we don't understand.
属于神的，属于奥秘的，隐秘的事情，其实我们并不明白。
And there are things that belong to God, and there are things which are mystery, and they belong to God.
我们最多最多透过我们的经验，我们的思考，以为我们看懂了一些事情。
Through our experience and through our background, we thought that we may understand certain things.
所以我们会来解释教会，我们会来解释救恩。
So that's why we use that to explain the church and explain the salvation.
可是这当中其实隐藏了许多的奥秘。
But within that, there are many mysteries.
是属于神的，我们并不晓得。
And these mysteries belong to God, and we don't understand them.
苦难属于神的，我们并不晓得。
Sufferings and tribulations belong to God, and we don't understand them.
所以在这边告诉我们，我们其实只要做有明显的事情，就是说讲得清楚、明白的神的话语，这些呢是属于我们跟我们的孩子的。
But the things that reveal belong to us and our children. And the meaning is we have to tell the things that is revealed and clear.
那分清楚之后，是为了叫我们能够遵守神的话语。
And after we distinguish that, our goal is to follow the words of God.
那这段圣经让我学习到，也想到在耶稣出来传福音的时候，曾经显出的一件神迹。
And this verse reminds me of a miracle that Lord Jesus has performed in the beginning of his life.
我们来看看他的学生是怎么样跟老师在一起工作的。
Let's look at how the students and the teacher work together.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音书第十四章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14.
第十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
马太福音书的十四章第十六节，这边是我们非常认识也记得的一段圣经话，就是耶稣给五千人吃饱。
And this, these verses are the verses that we're very familiar with, which is Lord Jesus fed the 5,000.
那么在这边呢，十六节耶稣就说了一句话。
In verse 16, Lord Jesus said one thing.
他说不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。
They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
说这句话之前，是因为这些学生建议了老师，即将要发生什么事。
And the Lord Jesus said that because the student reminded Jesus there will be something going to happen.
意思是说，学生根据他的经验，他其实知道即将要发生的事情。
So the student, based on their experiences, they knew what was going to happen.
根据他的经验，根据他的明白，他希望这么多的人坐在这边，应该要先散开，自己去找自己的东西吃。
Based on their experiences and based on their understanding, there are so many people they have to first disperse and go back to their own place and find food to eat.
所以在十五节那边，他就说，这些学生就说，他说。请叫众人能够散开，他们能够往自己的村子去买自己的东西吃。
So that's why in verse 15, the disciples said, send the crowds away. They can go to the villages and buy themselves some food.
可是耶稣就回答说，不用，你们给他们吃吧。
But Lord Jesus say they don't need to go away. You just give them some food to eat.
学生们在这边其实并不知道老师为什么这样说。
In fact, the student don't understand why the teacher said that.
一定脑袋中有非常多的问号。
Surely there are many question marks in their mind.
怎么可能做这件事情呢？
How can they do that?
光是男人就有五千人。
Only men, there were 5,000 of them.
怎么可能让他们现在在这个这么短的时间让他们能够吃点东西呢？
How can they provide food for them in such a short period of time?
所以我们可以来参考马可福音的第六章。
So we can also study the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6.
我们看一看这些学生是怎么样做回应的。
So let's see how these students respond.
因为他们真的能够思想。
Because they can really think.
他们也真的能够解决问题。
And they can really solve the problems.
所以在马可福音第六章三十七节的地方。
So in Mark chapter 6, verse 37,
第六章三十七节的地方，我们又看到耶稣同样说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
So in verse 37, Lord Jesus said again, "You give them something to eat."
哎呀，结果门徒呢，却这样说：“我们可以去买二十两银子的饼给他们吃吗？”
So then the disciples asked them, "Can we spend?" 8 months of a man's wages to buy food for them.
英文的圣经写得很清楚。
And for in English, it said.
他要去买东西的那一笔钱，大概是八个月的薪水这么多的钱。
And the amount of money that needs to be spent for the bread is 8 months of a man's wages.
所以现在你想象有一群的人坐在下面。
So think about there are a huge crowd sitting down there.
那耶稣在前面要跟他们讲神的话语。
And Lord Jesus was standing in front of them and talking about the words of God.
有一群他的门徒在旁边做 assistants.
And there were a group of assistants sitting next to him.
然后这时候他的旁边的这些助理，这些帮助的门徒呢，他的学生们就说了：“哎呀，时间真的不早了，这么多人，让他们快一点回去吃吧。”
Imagine one of the assistants said that there are so many people and there's too many. We should just let them go home and let them go and eat.
然后老师就说了。
But then the teacher said,
不用。
No.
你们给他们吃。
Don't send them away. Just provide food for them.
那这些学生有经验的人一看，天哪，这么多的人怎么办呢？
But the students who were experienced, they saw there are so many people. What can I do?
他们也没有自己心里面想而已哦，他们就直接说，你意思是说要哪来那么多钱，八个月的薪水去买东西给他们吃？
Even though they didn't say it, but they didn't say what they think, but what they were saying is that where can we get the money for of 8 months wages?
所以这个图画就停在这边。
So this is where the picture, the scene was set.
意思是说，从我们的思想，从我们的认识，我们的学习。这是不可能的。
So based on what we understand, this is impossible.
那不可能的情况底下，老师说什么呢？
So when it's impossible, what did the teacher say?
老师就说，你们有多少饼呢？
So the teacher asked, how many loaves do you have?
如果你看回刚才的马太福音书，
If you turn back to the book of Matthew,
门徒就是他的这些旁边的学生就回答了，我们只有五个饼。
So the student answered immediately, we only have five loaves of bread.
那在原来的强调的英文圣经里面呢，他强调的是我们只有这么少的东西。
So in English, it emphasized we only have so little.
意思是说到这个时候，他旁边的这些学生们还是告诉他这是不可能的事情。Hello, 你有没有听见呢？
So meaning the students still try to imply that this is impossible. Hello, are you okay? Can you hear that?
所以学生们是跟我们一样的，我们根据我们的了解，根据我们的判断跟经验，我们知道这件事情是不能做的。
So these students are just like us. We use our own experience and own education, and we try to analyze and think this is impossible.
现在门徒这样子说，说我们就只有这些耶。
And the disciples said, we only have so little.
这整个的过程哈，就说有时候你去想，这整个的过程对耶稣来说有什么困难的事
？So think about it. Through this entire process, what are the difficulties for Lord Jesus?
就说他要再花一个手续、一个过程来说，嘿，你手上有什么？
So imagine this is an operation, and this entire process, he asks you, how much do you have?
他问你手上是什么？
He asks what is on your hand?
对，他说你手上是什么，然后拿过来，我来用。
And he asks what is on your hand, and bring it towards me, and I will use it.
耶稣为什么要花这样的一个过程，让学生来跟他一起做这件事？
So why did Lord Jesus start this entire process and allow the student to do whatever with him?
他其实他什么都做得到。
In fact, Lord Jesus could do anything.
在创造天地的那个时刻，他没有需要我们帮助任何的事情。
When he created the heaven and earth, he did not need us to help him or to do anything for him.
当他创造你跟我的时候，没有问过其他人的意见。
When he created you and me, he did not ask for any opinions.
他是这样的一个神。
And he is a God like that.
那他现在为什么要问旁边的这些自己觉得很会分析又很有经验的人说，啊，那你手上有什么呢？
So why did he ask the people beside him who think they have their very good experience? And Lord Jesus asked him, what do you have on your hand?
今天主耶稣，他要全世界的人相信他是多么容易的事情。
Today, Lord Jesus wants the whole world to believe that this impossible thing is actually a very easy thing to do.
他为什么要告诉你跟我说去，去传，去讲？
So that's why he asks us go and preach.
他为什么要把这样的工作来跟我们一起做呢？
So why did he bestow such task for you and me and to do that together?
他想要加深我们跟他的关系。
He wants us to build a closer relationship with him.
他想要让我们更认识他。
He wants us to know him better.
更认识他的爱，更认识他的能力。
To know his love and his power.
我们今天如果只有看见我们眼前的东西，我们有时候会失望的。
If we only see what's in front of us, most of the time we get very disappointed.
有时候我们看见我们的孩子，看见我们的家庭，看见教会，有时候会让我们失望的。
Most of the time, we look at our children, look at our family, and look at our church. We usually get disappointed.
有时候我们转过头看见自己的人生的时候，会失望的。
When we look back to our life, we get very disappointed as well.
那这就是因为我们是人，我们看到的东西就是眼前的事。
It's simply because we are human, and whatever we see is things that are in front of us.
可是今天神为了要提升我们的眼睛，提升我们里面属灵的程度。神要跟我们一起做一些事情。
But Lord, today He wants to elevate our eyesight and foresight, so that He wants to do certain things with us.
好像当年神要带领以色列百姓离开埃及的时候，也是这样对摩西说的。
And just like when Moses had to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, and this is what God told Moses.
他问摩西说：“你手上是什么？”
He He asked Moses, "What is it that is on your hand?"
你觉得神要带领以色列百姓离开埃及是一件很难的事吗
？Do you think it's such a difficult thing for Lord, for God to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
他为什么要借助摩西
？Why did he use Moses?
他为什么要用摩西帮我们树立了一个榜样
？Why did he use Lord Jesus to set an example for us?
他也没有问摩西说：“哎，你们家还有什么拿过来我看看。”
He didn't ask Moses, "What else do you have at home? Just bring it to me and let me see."
哎，摩西啊，我记得哈，你在皇宫里面学了还蛮多东西的，拿出来用一用，来讨论一下看看。
And he didn't ask Moses. I knew that you have learned a lot of things in palace. Why don't you show me what you have learned?
他也没有问摩西说，嘿，摩西坐下来吧，我们 set 一个 goal， 然后看一下目标，三个月进度，六个月目标是什么。
And then he didn't set Moses down and say, "Okay, let's set our short-term and long-term goal."
神只有问说。你手里拿什么
Lord, God only asks, what is it is on your hand?
现在
Right
here,
now, right
这个地方现在你手上拿什么
So right here, right now, what do you have in your hand?
摩西一看哇我手上只有一根拐杖
And Moses look at himself, he only has a staff.
神就用这根拐杖来跟他建立关系
And God used this staff and to establish a relationship with him.
神今天要问我们我们手上是什么
So God today, He asks us, what is it in your hand?
不论你手上是什么
Doesn't matter what is it in your hand.
神要用你已经有的东西
God will use what you already have.
那个东西你愿不愿意拿出来给神用
But the question is whether you're willing to take whatever in your hand and try to use it with God.
还是我们有千言万语告诉耶稣说哎呀这么多人是不可能的
Or maybe we have many excuses and tell God that, oh, there's so many people, this is impossible.
对神来说没有难的事
But to God, there's nothing impossible.
可是他愿意我们一起做是因为他要我们跟他建立更深的关系
But the reason why he wants us to do it for him or with him is because he wants us to establish a relationship with him.
这就是一个信心的提升
And this is a way to elevate our faith.
加深我们跟主的关系
And to create a deeper relationship with God.
所以同学是从学校的功课开始来认识神的
So these students start to know God from school and while they do homework.
有的人是从身体的健康来认识神的
And some people learn God from their own health.
有的人是从苦难当中认识神的
Or some people know God through tribulations.
有的人是因为家庭的关系来认识神的
Or some people know God through their own families.
不论从哪一个角度哪一个门进来
Regardless what kind of situation or which door that the person enter from
他往的那个方向是一样的
The direction they are heading to is the same
就是神要我们认识他
Is that God want us to know him
他要做我们的主
He is to be our master
他要进到我们的生命里面
He has to enter our life
我们愿不愿意
Are we willing?
我们嘴巴可以说愿意
Maybe we can say yes.
可是神说他 search 看我们的里面
But God said he search our hearts.
我们里面有什么他要帮我们一个一个的挖出来
So I have to search what is it in our heart.
他要问我们愿不愿意跟他一起走
And he asks us, are you willing to walk with me?
好了在这件事情上我们看见于是我们都很清楚哦从小就知道这段圣经五千个人的男人就这样子吃饱了嘞
So since young, we know the story that 5,000 men were fed.
那吃饱了之后呢，又发生什么事呢
？So what happened after they were fed?
哇，就收了很多剩下的东西。
And they have collect a lot of leftover.
然后你就想象那个另外一个图画出现了。
So this is another image that comes up.
你们有看过五千人的场面吗
？Have you seen a place where it's filled with at least 5,000 people?、
啊、有没有？
Have you?
有更多的哦，这边可能不止五千。
So here,
光是他们的太太加起来就一万，还有他们的孩子。
So here it says 5,000 men, but that's excluding our wives and children.
你大概想象有一个这么大的 stadium 哈，在那边有这么多的人这样子。
So imagine there is a stadium that's filled with people, filled with like at least 5,000, maybe 10,000 people.
他的学生大概有几个
？But how many students were there?
那耶稣在那边。
And Lord Jesus was standing there.
这么多的人
And there's so many people.
所以耶稣借着他学生的手开始显神迹
So through the hands of the student, God has performed miracles.
所以从第一排啦，第二排还是怎么坐的很多人嘛，要一个一个过去给他们东西吃，对吧
So maybe from the first pew, the second pew, there's so many people, they just have to feed them one by one.
那拿到的人很感动了，因为本来肚子饿，没有东西吃，拿到哇，有饼哎，而且还蛮多，还有鱼哎，拿不完的嘞。
And then those the people who received the food, they were actually very grateful because they were hungry. And when the food comes, oh, it's bread and fishes, that they were very grateful.
那人家给你一个东西，你会说什么？
So when someone gives you a thing, what would you say?
你不会瞪他一眼，对吧？
You wouldn't stare at him.
就谢谢了。
He just simply say thank you.
所以是他的 assistant 在做这件事情了。
So this is what the assistant was doing.
啊，谢谢。哎呀，不是我，不是我，是耶稣。
And the assistant when they say,
感谢主了哈，耶稣。
When the people said, oh, it's not me, it's Lord Jesus.
OK， 好，第二排了。
And then from the first pew to the second pew, third pew onward.
好多的人啊。
And there are so many people.
谢谢谢，谢了半天。
And they were saying thank you for the whole day.
谢久了，哎，耶稣也看不见，因为很远嘛。
And after they say thank you to the further down, and they couldn't point at Jesus anymore because they were so he was so far away.
后来就会说，不客气啦。
And later on they say, oh, don't worry about it.
拿多一点啊。
Don't worry about just take more. There's still more food left.
我这边又有了，还有，很奇妙，还有。
And here it's miraculous. They just keep on coming.
哎呀，不要客气，多吃一点。
And don't worry, just keep on eating.
所以你看后来哦，到二十二节，马太福音书看回来十四章。
So at later and at Matthew chapter 14 verse 22.
马太福音书十四章的二十二节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 22.
哈。耶稣哈，看不下去了呢。
Lord Jesus couldn't hold anymore.
催他们走啊。
Lord Jesus make the disciples to get inside the boat.
这边英文就没有出来了。
And that does not say
原来的意思就是强迫他们离开。
And what Jesus did is to force the disciples to leave.
为什么？
To leave the place, to
为什么他这时候要强迫他的学生走
？So why did Lord Jesus force the disciples to get into the boat？
啊，为什么
？Why did he do that？
拍拍手啊，大家帮他们拍拍手，谢谢你们。
Because the people were praising the disciples。
啊哟，还有剩这么多的东西哦。
And because they say, oh, there's so many left.
那可能我们不知道他的学生是不是一个一个跟他们握手了，谢谢啊，不用客气，下次再来吃啊。
So maybe
我们不知道。
So maybe the students they just shake hands with them and come back again. We can give you more food.
耶稣强迫他们离开。
And then, but Lord Jesus forced them to leave.
坐船走啊，不要再看这些了。
And he just forced them to leave. Come get into the boat and don't look at these anymore.
你看这些学生多么的棒。
So think about these students are excellent.
从天还没黑的时候，跟耶稣讨论这件事。
Before the sky was dark, they actually discussed these things with Lord Jesus.
说叫他们回家吃。
He said, the people should go back and eat.
自己买东西吃。
And get themselves food.
这么多人照顾不完的。
For there are so many people, we cannot take care of them all.
聪明，对不对？
And it seems very smart.
分析得很正确，对吧？
And they have analyzed the situation.
跟我们一样。
And just like what we do.
很会分析。
We are so good in analyzing.
很会看。
And it seems like we make good decisions.
知道什么可以做，什么不能做。
And we know what to do and what not to do.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
现在耶稣要进来。
And now Lord Jesus came in.
要提高我们的信心。
He tried to elevate our faith.
提高的时候，他又不是说信心给你。
But when he tried to elevate, he didn't just say, I'm going to give you the faith now.
你们有什么?
He asked us, what do you have?
没有啦,八个月的钱去哪里拿?哪有钱?买给他们吃。
And he said, no, I have nothing. I cannot give them eight months of wages and try to feed them. Impossible.
手上是什么?
And they asked you, what do you have in your hand?
就这样啊,五颗饼,你想怎么样?
And I only have five loaves of bread. What else can you do with it?
发给他们吃,派过去。
But Lord Jesus said, just give them the bread. Just keep on giving them the bread.
这样子传传传也要一段时间，对吧？
And possibly it takes a long time to give food for 5,000.
你们领圣餐也都一两个钟头吧？
And even for the Holy Communion, it takes like two hours. So
一万人呢？
Think about 10,000 people.
发发发，一段时间。
And they have to disperse the food.
耶稣说， 走啊，不要在那边拉拉拉去了，走了，不要再谢了，走，跟你们没有关系，是我变的。
So after a while, Lord Jesus just forced them to leave. Like, just leave. It's nothing to do with you. I made them. I performed the miracle. It's not you.
工作之前，我们很谦卑。
So before the work started, we were very humble.
我们是无用的仆人。
We are the useless servants.
Yeah, 我们是破碎的器皿。
We are the broken vessel.
我们没有才能。
We don't have any talents.
我们是小咖，小咖，小咖，小咖，你听得懂吗？就是 small potato. 小咖，小咖。
And we are insignificant.
我们不能做这种事。
We cannot do these big things.
这么大的事叫人家做。
These are the big things we should ask someone else to do it.
哎，结果主耶稣哦，真的给我们机会来做，来服侍哎。
But yet, Lord Jesus gave us the opportunity to do and to serve Him.
做久了。
But after we have been serving Him for a while,
很会判断了。
And we've developed this judging skills.
这个应该这样做，那个是这个原因，这个是因为这样，非常清楚了。
So we know this is what we do, this is the right, this is wrong, and this is how we should approach it, and that's it.
主耶稣说，走啊。
But Lord Jesus said, come and leave.
你第一天不是这样的。
Because you weren't like this the first day.
你一开始不是这样的。
You weren't like that in the beginning.
你要知道这一切是从哪里来的。
You have to understand where are these things come from.
我们的生活如果开始在我们的控制底下的时候。
So if our lives are under our control.
我们开始有顺利的工作，有美满的家庭的时候。
When we have a very smooth job and when we have a good, happy family.
我们知道往左边去，往右边去，是去哪个方向的时候。
And when we know that what is on the left and what is on the right.
全部都在我们手上可以计划的时候。
And when everything can be controlled in our hands.
有时候会忘记这一切是来自于神。
And very often at that stage, we will forget everything actually comes from God.
门徒在那边派发这个饼的时候。
So when the disciples send the bread away.
你看，派到一半不会动了。
So halfway through, they couldn't move.
那个动，我说的动是里面，就是说他还在派，还在有这个工作的动作，但是从他的心中的里面是已经不会动的了。
So halfway through, they could be still sending a bread, but in their heart, there was no movement at all.
对所有的东西没有感觉了。
They become stagnant and they don't have any feelings toward things around him.
因为这是我的努力。
Because they start to think this is my work, it's my achievement.
耶稣才要 force, 强迫他说走。
That's why Lord Jesus had to force them and say, come and leave.
用一个看得见的东西让他离开，换一个环境，到了船上，从海中离开这里。
So Lord Jesus made him change from one situation to another. They tried to force him back to the boat to a different, entirely different setting.
这就是耶稣想要帮助我们进步的一个重要的关键。
And this is the key where Lord Jesus wants to help us and to change us.
所以我们很多时候在生活当中会遇见困难的事情。
So there are many things in our life that when we encounter tribulations and sufferings.
每一次那样的环境出现的时候，就是再一次的提醒我们，我们跟主耶稣的关系是在哪里了。
So every tribulation is a reminder for us to understand where are we standing in front of God.
因为我们很想要立刻有答案，很想要立刻解决。
Because we often want to have the answers immediately, and often we want to solve the problems immediately.
可是在这个事情的背后，是主耶稣想要加深我们的跟他的关系。
But under the circumstance, God actually wants to establish a deeper relationship with him.
所以说我们可以看见门徒他一直在做这件事情之后呢，他没有把耶稣基督跟他的关系深深地放在他的心里面。
So after the disciples have done all this work, they did not put a deep, a closer relationship with God.
另外一个主耶稣留下给我们在圣经里面的好榜样是玛利亚。
And another example where Lord Jesus had left for us is Mary.
你看玛利亚，她从一开始怀孕的时候，她其实就有很多事情并不明白。
And the time when she was pregnant, there were many things that she did not understand.
那你看玛利亚，她不明白的时候，她是真的不明白，她放在心里面。
Even though she did not understand, she truly did not understand, and she just put it in heart.
路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章这边已经记录了另外一件事情。
So in Luke chapter 2, it records another event.
因为呢，从我们知道的玛利亚从怀孕开始，她并不明白为什么圣灵在她的肚子里面竟然怀孕了。
So when she was pregnant, she didn't understand why the Holy Spirit was within her and then caused her to be pregnant.
可是她说，我是一个仆人，我情愿这样。
But she said, I am a servant, so I rather to have this.
她把这个事放在心里。
And she put that in her. She kept it in her heart.
到了路加第二章四十八节的地方。
So in Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
路加第二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
这个时候，孩子耶稣呢，这个已经到了十二岁。
And at that time, Lord Jesus was already 12 years old.
然后在这一段的记录里面说，孩子呢，他没有跟着父母离开圣殿。
And that time, the child did not leave the temple with the parents.
那么他自己呢，留在原来的地方，他的父母就走了。
So he stayed where he was, and the parents left.
四十六节。
In verse 46.
他说过了三天，就看见耶稣在殿里头。
So after 3 days, they found him in the temple court.
然后四十八节。
In verse 48.
他的父母看见他，就说：“怎么是这样呢？”
So when the parents saw them, why have you treated us like this?
一个孩子三天找不到。
So they couldn't find the child for 3 days.
他是十二岁的孩子。
And the child was only 12 years old.
母亲非常的着急。
The mother was very worried, anxious.
她说：“为什么你在这里做这件事情呢？我们多么的伤心啊！”
So she asked, "Son, why have you treated us like this? We are so anxious."
那么他的这个伤心跟着急呢，显露了一个母亲的本性。
So this is a mother nature to be anxious for their own child.
你看耶稣回答他。
But let's see what Lord Jesus said.
四十九节。
In verse 49.
为什么找我？
Why were you searching for me?
难道不知道我应该在父的家里面吗？
Don't you know that I had to be in my father's house?
哇，这句话一出来的时候，其实圣经说他并不明白耶，这个母亲不知道他在说什么。
So when Jesus responded, the mother Mary, she had no idea what Lord Jesus was saying.
五十一节。
In verse 51.
他的母亲就把这一些事情放在他的心里了。
But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
这是我们要学的。
And that's something we need to learn.
隐秘的事情我们不懂。
The mysterious things that we don't understand.
我们不懂的时候，要放进不懂的 folder 夹里面去。
So when we don't understand, we have to put these things into our I don't know folder.
玛利亚在这么早以前就示范了这个好的行为给我们看见。
And long time ago, Mary she had done this as an example for us.
你想想看，你是一个母亲。
Imagine if you're a mother.
结果你的孩子三天找不到，他十二岁。
And you couldn't find your child who's 12 years old, and you couldn't find him for 3 days.
结果你汗流满面找啊，打电话完了，结果找到他了。
And then you were trying to call him and find him, and then you realize.
你为什么在这里呢？
And you realize he was at the same place, and you ask him, "Why are you here?"
你为什么这样问？
And then the child just say, "Why do you ask such questions?"
你难道不知道我应该在这儿吗？
So don't you know that I'm supposed to be here?
你们哪一个妈妈受得了？
Which one of you as a mother could take this?
翅膀硬了，对吧？
You probably say, now you're grown up and you can fly.
还没有 fly, 只是硬。
Or you have
十八岁才会说要 fly.
Okay, when you have grown your wings.
Yeah, 硬了。英文好像没有。就中国人会骂吗？翅膀硬了。英文人家不骂翅膀硬。这是你不扭他耳朵，掐他两下，你可能不是你妈妈，对不对
？So as a mother, you probably would just rebuke him and try to discipline him.
他妈妈不明白，玛利亚不明白。
But Mary, as a mother, she did not understand.
放进心里去。
But she kept everything in her heart.
这是一个美德。
And that is a virtue.
在信仰的里面，很难得的美德。
And that is a spiritual virtue, and that's very hard to obtain.
她没有在那边强做解释。
She did not stay there and trying to explain herself.
她也没有根据她属灵的经验，应该是这样。
And she did not try to judge, through her spiritual experience.
她把她放进了 I don't know.
So she put whatever happened into her I don't know folder.
在这个里面，她就开始信仰增长。
So since then, her spirituality grew.
可是她真的是一个不简单的母亲哦。
But you can see that she is a very outstanding mother.
我们所有的父母要学习啊。
And as parents, we all should learn from her.
到了约翰福音第二章。
So let's turn to John chapter 2.
啊，耶稣大了，要开始工作了嘞。
And Lord Jesus had grew up and he started working.
耶稣开始来到了一个地方，就是加利利的迦拿。
And he came to this place, which is the Cana in Galilee.
那你看哦，这个母亲哦，她没有在家里面帮他祷告而已。
So this mother does not just stay at home and pray for him.
因为这个母亲真的想要学习。
Because this mother wanted to learn.
跟我们一样。
And just like everyone of us.
所以耶稣长大了，30岁了，出来工作了，这个妈妈跟着他走。
So at that time, Lord Jesus was 30 years old, and he started working, and the mother stayed with him.
可是耶稣跟他讲话真的很厉害哦。
But you can say it's really what Lord Jesus said was really sharp.
呀，很厉害哦。第三节，你看。
In verse 3.
在那个筵席的时候，没有酒了。
So it was at a wedding banquet, and all the wine were gone.
那妈妈呢，就说，哇，他们没有酒了呢。
So the mother said to him, they have no more wine.
就是你知道母亲嘛，就是看到嘛，哎呀，这个场面有点不能控制了。哇，他们没酒了呢。Hello, 做一点什么吗？
So the mother, when she saw there's something going on in the banquet and it's out of her control, but she just said to Jesus, like, they have no more wine.
第四节。
In verse 4.
我与你有何干？
So Lord Jesus only said, woman, why do you involve me?
就是我的时间没有到。
And he said, my time has not yet come.
他妈妈没有说，现在要飞了哈。
The mom did not say, oh, now it's the time for you to fly.
妈妈转过来，马上对佣人说。
And the mom just turned to the servants immediately.
她说什么，你们照着做。
Just do whatever he tells you.
很好的 assistant.
So she is a very good assistant.
你有看到刚才那个 assistant 吗？前面那个 assistant, 一群人那个。
So have you remember the assistant, the group of assistants that we have just talked about?
很会分析哦，那些 assistant.
Those assistants just keep on analyzing every situation.
然后开始发饼的时候啊，不用客气，不用客气，这样。
And then when they try to send the breads, they just say, "Oh, don't worry about it."
可能还有他家乡的人还会挥手 ，Hi， 在这边。
And maybe they were their own friends, and they just try to wave at them and be friends with them.
最后不动了呢，不出来了嘞。
But at the end, they don't move. The heart is not moved.
耶稣走啊，给我走。
But Lord just grabbed it and forced them to leave.
那这个 assistant 呢？
But this assistant here,
放在心里。
She put it in her heart.
她不懂。
She did not understand.
很多东西她觉得她不懂。
There are so many things that she did not understand.
哎呀，她给我们留下了榜样。
But she set a very good example for us.
她是真的不懂吗？
She truly did not understand.
神选中她。
But God has chosen her because she didn't understand.
完成这个救恩的母亲哎。
And God chose her to be the mother of the salvation plan.
你觉得这个姐妹是什么姐妹？
So what kind of sister do you think she would be?
只会吃，傻傻的。
Would she be the one who would just eat and knows nothing?
这个姐妹一定充满了智慧。
This sister should be very spiritual and has great wisdom.
她的属灵，她对神的东西一定有很深切的。全宇宙整个历史选中她哎 ，Hello。
And she must have very good spiritual foresight because she was chosen among the entire universe.
可是从第一天开始，她就说我不知道。
But the first day, she only said, I don't know, I don't understand.
12岁那一年，她听到，她说我也不知道。
But when Lord Jesus was 12 years old, she also said, I don't know.
30岁那一年，她看见这个情形，快点，她说什么你们就照着做。
Lord Jesus, when he was 30, he just said, "Well, do whatever he tells you."
哎，那意思是什么？前面有一群的佣人呢。
But what does it mean? There are a whole group of servants in front of them.
我是你妈妈哎。
And I'm your mother.
你在这么多人的面前说，我与你何干啊？
But in front
我面子是什么啊 ？Hello, 养你这么大。
In front of everyone, the servants and other people, Jesus just said to her, "Why do you involve me?"
哇，这个姐妹好伟大。
So think about, isn't that embarrassing? But look, but the sister did not do anything.
转过来对佣人说，做，他说什么，你们做什么。
But she just turned to the servant and said, "Do whatever he tells you."
没有自己。
She is selfless.
她放进耶稣的话在心里。
Because she put Lord Jesus' words in her heart.
她一辈子学习信仰，她放在心里面。
And she has been learning about spirituality through her entire life, and she put these in her heart.
她不懂的，她说她不懂。
When she did not understand, she just simply say, "I don't understand."
她只做看得见的事情。
She only do whatever it's revealed.
所以说我们在这段日子一起学习了许多事。
So during these times, we have learned many things.
这是主耶稣给我们的机会，给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace that Lord Jesus has given to us.
有些我们明白，有些我们不明白。
For certain things that we understand and certain things that we don't.
我们看见自己的孩子，看见自己的人生，有的明白，有的不明白。
We have seen our own children and seen our own life, and there are many things that we do understand and many things that we don't understand.
可是因为我们已经告诉自己，我并不懂。
But since we have already told ourselves that we don't understand,
我们就走在神的话里面。
Then we will walk in the words of God.
你越懂，
the more you understand,
你越有经验，
the more experience that you will get,
就很难走进在神的话里面。
Then it will be harder for you to walk into the words of God.
可是神为了帮助我们更进步，
but God wanted to help us and wanted to improve us.
有时候他会问我们，你手上拿什么？
And there are times that he will ask us, "What is it on your hand?"
我们一起用一用吧。
Should we just use them together?
所以有智慧的你跟我，今天要思想，我们今天手上有什么。
So as you and me who has wisdom, we have to think about what is it it's on your hand.
同时间，我们要去思想，有多少的东西其实我并不明白，不需要强去解释它，放到心里去。
And there could be many things that we actually don't understand, and we don't have to try to understand them.
把我们学习的东西放在心里。让时间引领我们去实现主耶稣要我们走的道路。
So for to put everything that we don't understand in our heart, but we can also walk in what Jesus wants us to do.
最后，我们一起来看《生命记》。
Lastly, let's turn to Deuteronomy.
旧约圣经的《生命记》。
And Deuteronomy in the Old Testament.
第三十章。
Chapter 30.
第十一节。
Chapter 30, verse 11.
生命记第三十章第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11.
这些都是神亲自说的话。
And these are the words that are said by God.
神亲自说的话是不是重要呢？
So if the things are said by God, are they important?
他的旨意有时候不容易让我们明白，我们就不需要去明白了吧。
And there are times that we don't understand His will, so it's okay, we don't have to understand.
可是当他说话的时候，他的话是很清楚的时候，我们就要练习去明白，去照着做。
But if He'sIf God said something, it's very clear, then we have to obey and do whatever He said.
你看十一节他这么说的。
So this is what He said in verse 11.
他说他今天所吩咐我们的诫命，不是离我们很远，也不是很难做到的。
So in verse 11, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach.
因为他不要我们说，这个东西这么难，好像放在天上，拿都拿不到呢。
So because He didn't want us to say it's not up in heaven, so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us, that so we may obey it.
他也不要告诉我们一个大道理，远在天边，很远很远，好像要渡海一样，都拿不到呢。
So it's not something that's so far that we cannot reach.
十四节
，verse 14.
他说的这些话离我们非常的近。
So the words is very near to you.
就在我们的嘴里，就在我们的心里。
It is in our mouth and in your heart.
主要是我们要去做。
So we just have to obey them.
到了十九节。
In verse 19.
神继续这样说。
God continued to say.
他说他今天呼天唤地向我们做见证。
This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you.
你可以想象神这样说话吗？
Can you imagine God actually say that?
他说我呼天唤地跟你说话。
I call heaven and earth to speak to you.
他说就说吧，还要呼天唤地。
He can just say whatever he wants. Why does he have to call
heaven
and earth?
那意思是什么？意思是什么
？So what does that mean?
你们在什么境况底下会跟你们的孩子这样说话
？When is when in which kind of situation you will talk to your child like that?
就是你用了你的心。
Is when you use your heart.
你看见他没有动。
When you see them, they are not moving.
你呼天唤地，请听妈妈一句话。
So you call heaven and earth and try to make them listen to you just one phrase.
神今天呼天唤地跟我们说。
So today, God called upon the heaven and earth to speak to us.
非常感动的一句话。
And that's something very touching.
他说他将生死福祸摆在我们的眼前。
He said that he has already set before us the life and death.
人生当中有什么比生跟死更大的事？
So what are other things in life which is more important than life and death?
当摩西登到这个山顶的时候
，So when Moses reached on top of the mountain,
放眼一看，整个的全地的平原
，And he opened his eyes and he saw the land.
在这么宽阔的场面的时候
，So under this situation,
神说，我将生死摆在你的前面
，And God said, I put life and death in front of you.
请你选择生命。
And please choose life.
请你选择生命。
Please choose your life.
因为让你跟你的孩子都能够存活。
So that you and your children may live.
那今天神一样的用这句话对我们说。
So here God said the same thing to us.
他呼天唤地对我们说。
God called the heaven and earth.
他把生死摆在我们的前面。
And he placed life and death right in front of us.
请我们选择生命。
And he asked us to choose life.
请我们把这些话放进心中。
And asked us to put these words in our heart.
他说这样我们跟我们的孩子就会存活。
So that we and our children can live.
他说的话是不是很简单，很清楚？
So don't you think his words are so simple and so clear?
我们要去做。
And we have to act up on them.
我们要每一天每一天与耶稣更加的亲近。
We have to be closer and closer every day with Lord Jesus.
让耶稣的生命进到我们里面。
So that His life can enter into ours.
我们的生命进到耶稣的里面。
And our lives into His.
有了这个生命，我们就能够勇敢的活下去。
And after we have this life, then we can boldly work.
我们一起唱诗赞美神。
Let's lastly sing Him and praise God.
389首。
389.